Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Valentine's Day 2023. Oh.
I'm going to run right home and empty a water bucket from my flooding garage.
Right, yeah.
Because my water heater gave in yesterday. That's love.
Mm. That sucks.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah. How much is that going to cost?
Thousands.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to own a home on my own.
Well, I mean,
it's like the
you know,
stuff like that. Then you got to, it's all you.
I'll tell you.
No landlords coming in.
No, that's true. And I'll tell you, I do, on one hand, yeah, you want to own a home, though. That's the best thing financially that you could possibly
yes.
do for yourself. But on the other hand, you're right. And frankly, the worst part of this whole scenario is that it just had to happen like yesterday. Like we're in the middle of a month where everything's happening. Birthdays, Valentine's. Time off, we're going and now this in the middle of it all.
God. When it rains it pours.
You're right.
No water pun intended.
Right.
There,
Vince, no, but it is. Anyway.
Are you going somewhere with our little mini weekend?
Yeah, I am.
Nice.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh. How many days?
Wow.
Which is also
gonna be packed.
So expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a pricey little week.
No
for
one
you.
Needed the
it
water heater to give out leading into.
Where are you staying?
Somewhere down there. Probably the Disney Hotel or someplace right near there.
You got to go to that California Adventure Hotel. What's the name of that place?
I've stayed there before.
I didn't know they
love
had
that place.
One.
Yep.
They've
it's
got,
good.
They have a hotel that has an entrance into the park right mm-hmm. from it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't think of the name of it. We always
called,
stay there.
Is it called Disney's Grand Californian?
Grand Californian. Hotel. That's it. Oh, my God. That place is so lavish. It's beautiful. I love that place.
Yeah, so if you're going to do it, it's more money, but to have
to not
one
have
of those
to commute
hotels
there,
right there in the park, yeah, and where you can walk, I mean.
I think we were looking for a place that had a little kitchenette, so I don't know where we stayed, but I know that it's booked, it's set, it's, but that was sort of the, okay, we're going to splash out right before taxes are due and go have a good time with the kids. And now a water... What? Come on, water heater. Give me like 3 more months, can you?
There'll be something else in 3 months. There's never a good time for your water heater to go out.
Probably before 3 months.
Are you going to go for tankless or are you going to replace the...
Tankless is like so expensive.
But is it worth it?
I think so.
They say
so you
safe.
Have that?
We go tankless. But... If you lose power, well, you've got a generator. You're all set.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you lose
it's more
power
efficient,
and you have
and
a tank,
it lasts longer.
Yeah. It's really efficient because when you're not using it, it's not heating water. It's not holding and heating.
Mm.
It's just off.
I don't know. I'll find out today. I'll tell you what'll be the big thing. If the guy comes out and says, yeah, I can offer you these two, which one do you like? I'll say, I'll take the best one because I want it to last forever and I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Well, listen, but, the tankless is great on demand and never runs out.
He might also say, we can't get this one for 3 weeks, but it's the best one. I'm going to tell him you can keep that take one. I'm going to take the one you've got because I need you to do this. And so that when I get back from the happiest place on earth, I'm not looking at you coming back out. Mm. Let's do this.
Well, you're lucky you have that apartment because in a worst case scenario, you guys could go there and shower and all that stuff. You know, that's the thing. It's
like the worst thing to go out. Like, literally, what? You cannot I mean, it stops so much of your life. It's mm-hmm. insane.
Right.
Well, I was
My
like,
friends just had to deal with it. They went tankless, by the way, after this all happened.
Oh, they did.
So I'll chime in. Yeah. But they just had to deal with it. And the timing, it was the same thing of getting it and the person coming and all that. And it got to the point where my friend was like, look, I can jump in a cold shower, but I have a kid. Like, mm-hmm. my kid can't stand. So she heated mm-hmm. water.
Boiled water.
That's how you do it.
Yep, baths.
On the stove and dumped it for a bath. And I'm like, wow. She goes, I really got to give props to the people back in the day. Like, no wonder they only bathe once a week. Like, that's insane. It's
and
crazy.
All shared
so, yeah,
the
they
water.
Went tankless, but yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. That's what I've got going on. Let's
move on. That lugging water from like the fire that you built to heat it. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Hideous. All right. Anything in particular you'd like to say about Valentine's Day? Do you have,
no,
do you have plans on Galentine's Day or any of that?
No. But I'm actually excited. I always get, you know, the nugget, a little gift. It's always fun. Like holidays are more fun with kids, but she gets all excited and always wears her cute whatever outfit. So probably after my show, yeah, I'll drop off her little gift. But that's about it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time. That's nice.
Yeah.
And maybe while you're out in the world, you'll meet someone.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just carry around the Valentine's Day bag I got for her and someone will come up to me.
Yeah. And be like, oh,
and be like, hey.
Look at you
with and I'm like, oh, my God, you're the man I've been waiting for. And then. I mean, that's how it happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what "and then" means. Is that the
oh, yeah.
All of it. Yeah.
Oh, first, the bend over, pull apart happens. Oh, you want to hear something funny? Today on the show, Bryn set up like this Valentine's Day game, and whoever lost.
Sorry if it was a letdown. I just wanted to be different for a
You're crazy.
Now.
That was great. Something. More like that, please. So
dumb.
It was me, Vinny, and Alex all playing Name That Tune. And the person
oh,
who
God.
Lost had to call. He wrote a poem, too, that you had to read with, like, a straight face.
I wrote
face.
The shittiest poem. It was so fucking stupid.
It wasn't stupid. It was like, bizarre. It was about, like, snowflakes and jammed open windows.
Love is
and...
a window jammed ever so slightly open.
What
does that mean?
That's amazing. Who'd you have to call?
I had to call my wife.
So
yeah,
Alex
so he
lost,
called,
yeah.
And my aura came on, and she was a freaking delight. Like, she was so...
She's a firecracker.
Yeah, she's just fun. And yep. that accent is just adorable. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
I know.
Somebody was like, is this Mayara or is this Sofia Vergara? Uh-huh.
Someone said that?
It'll be a Colombian.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what?
She's adorable. And then she was going to do all
that's
the stuff
actually,
to him.
That is fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a fun. That was a good little... I thought today we really did manage to theme out the Valentine stuff. I liked it.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, it's so like... To us being on the radio every day and stuff, we don't know like how people are going to like receive what we're doing and right. stuff like that. But I swear they love that shit, man. Like,
ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's a different way, instead of just being like, hey guys, happy Valentine's Day. Like, it's just a little bit of a turn, and then to kind of put like a funny spin on it. Like, yeah. I think people love that shit.
It's tough though, because I'm always thinking when I'm planning that, like, oh man, there's going to be a certain group of people who are like, this is so fucking stupid. Do your goddamn regular show. Like, what are you doing?
No, but I think people like to play along with games too, you know? And there were definitely.
Yeah, they can play that in the car for sure.
I think they like trivia, and I think that. Name that tune. If you know it, you feel so good about yourself. You're like, oh my God, I totally know it.
I can't believe that Alex and Vinny didn't get Metallica. The one song.
Well, first of all, I don't think of them as having any love songs.
Yeah,
like, I don't think Nothing Else Matters is even about love. Like,
it was
the only other
title I could pull out. I go, well, it's not Master Puppets.
It seems lovey enough.
Oh, okay.
You read the lyrics.
Right. Listen,
I just hate sing along to their music. I never even know like what I'm saying. I'm just
getting into the anger of it all.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the joys of them. For
if it was
sure.
Slipknot, I would have got it for sure.
Oh, you should have done that Slipknot.
Oh, my God. Listen to Slipknot?
Oh, I love
I'm
Slipknot.
Scared.
Well, now we know.
I love Slipknot, too. What's the matter with them?
I think that Bryn just put that in there
they're
as a gimme for the two of you.
Say it
almost
bad.
Feels like
I'm
I don't
want to
say
scared.
that thing was skewed toward you guys, but...
I played fucking Love Hurts by whatever.
Nazareth.
Yeah, come on. That's right down your alley, Sarah. I kind of spread it out for everybody.
It was definitely rigged, you know, the whole thing, so...
It was rigged.
Yeah, we wanted your wife to get her starring moment. Yeah. How's that?
And she did.
And
she was great.
Crushed it.
Yeah, she did.
She started breaking down
Thank
Valentine's
God.
Day and what it was
it
all
about.
It
sucks when you bring someone on and then they're a doozy and then you're like, shit. Like, because you're stuck live on air. Like,
okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Hero, that was a good talk.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Oh, phone line disconnected. That's,
oh, that's too bad.
That's so weird.
Oops.
What happened?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you have had some relationships in the past, and I'm curious, the last guy that you spent a good chunk of time with wasn't good for you. Like, you were like, I got to get rid of this guy. I got to work on myself and do better next time, right? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
What was that guy's deal come Valentine's? Like, did he try or was he all...
That's what's funny. Here's
my
dick. You guys say I just rant.
No, we don't.
But I really like it. Even when I had... Well, no, but I'm saying even when I had a boyfriend, like, it was only exciting in school for me, like, when you'd get...
As a
like,
kid.
Does the boy I like give me, like, the special Valentine or whatever, like, and the boy you had a crush on you gave, like, the whatever note to. Anyways, my last, like, actual ex, we didn't really do it. And one day, it was on a weekend, so he had the day off. I think it was something like that. I served nights, and he randomly was like, you know what? Let's go to lunch. Like, usually during the day, we're both working or you're at school, whatever. Let's, like, just go somewhere really quick. So we went out to eat, and it was.
Oh, no. Oh, we've lost her.
We're missing the best part.
We're missing the best part.
Wait.
Stop.
Time out.
Wait.
Bryn. We lost all your volume.
Bryn, what's happening? Did we lose Bryn, too?
Bryn's not answering us either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now you're back.
Now you're back. Okay.
My bad. That was an accident.
So we sat down and it was the most.
And then the thing cut out.
Okay. Well, then I.
Okay. Start.
I got panicky because Vinny's waving and I thought he was saying, like, shut up. And I'm all. That's why I went mute. I'm all. What did I say?
No.
Okay.
We just couldn't hear you.
We couldn't hear you. Okay. So start over from this point. We're both here. Let's go to lunch. Go.
Okay, so we go to lunch. It was the most terrible experience. Oh my God, my heart's like racing. I thought I just like said something live on air. We're not even live on air. So we go, we sit down. This server was, and mind you, I have a lot of respect for servers. I was a server currently at that time. I get if you're busy. She wasn't busy. She didn't write down her order. And I thought, that's weird. Maybe she needs her order. The wrong food came. And she goes, oh, I guess I should have wrote your order down. That's what she said to us. So she put in, she's like, I tried to remember it. I mean, the whole thing was a disaster. And so we kind of left there and I was like, that's why you don't go out on Valentine's Day. Like, the restaurants are the worst place you can go. Like, it was a total shit show. Anyway, so it was just kind of like, we should have just stayed at home and
made sandwiches
and then
Right.
Like Subway's down the street. We should have gone there. It would have been better. But yeah, so no, neither of us, I mean, we would say it like Happy Valentine's Day, but I don't know. I think that really like put the nail in the coffin for me on like going out on Valentine's Day, you know?
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't want to go out on, it seems like the day when
I have friends, I think I said this last year, and I think it's so cute. They're not sappy. They've been together. They were like kind of high school sweethearts, split for a little bit during college, came back together, nice. Have two kids. They're adorable, but they do, this must be their like eighth year. They get, it might be a kit, I don't know, but they bake pizza at home and they make it, it's like comes in a heart-shaped dough and they kind of decorate it and they have booze and that's kind of their thing at home. And I'm like, I feel that's the way to go. If you really want to like celebrate it with your partner, have some food, but not go out. I don't know. It's kind of like a cute little thing. So
that is cute.
They exchange little gifts. Yeah. If you're into
that's
it.
That's nice. But yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Sounds
my last
terrible.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean, it's not like.
And how many Valentines ago was this?
Oh, my God. You guys. I must have been 22.
Oh my God. Oh. That's the last time you celebrated Valentine's Day with a boy?
And you're about to turn 40?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What the fuck?
Because why, since then, I've dated, I have never
oh, you've had
a
other
relationship.
Partners.
I've just kind of dated.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was Valentine. Like, I don't.
I don't know if it fell on a Valentine's Day. I think you're a total catch. I don't understand how V. Hale is single.
I don't know.
She's looking to fuck her
not
brains
to be
out.
Rude to myself.
You know.
I think you're great.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is someone said, hey, I was telling a story about one of my buddies and they texted in, hey, you should hook him up with V. Hale. And I thought, he wouldn't be able to take her.
Yeah.
He wouldn't he'd be a baby
problem.
About some of the stuff she says. And it would be like his ego would get, I know him well enough to know. His ego would get bruised.
Is this your brother?
No. This is one of my friends. But I just thought, there's no way that he, like, you'd have to be able to hang. And I know he couldn't.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I obviously we know I get that a lot. Like, oh, you're a little aggressive. You're kind of intimidating. And I'm like, It really weeds out like the possibilities. Like people are like, you know, tell me to tone it down, which isn't going
to
work. Like,
well, that's, you want to be able to be yourself, and that's right. What I'm getting at. I'm thinking if you're meet someone where you have to be careful around their fragile little ego, then you're not going to be a, you're not, that's not a partnership.
No, I actually had a guy in college. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but you know, the off on.
Yeah.
Had sex, hung out, like whatever it is in college. And I don't really shut up for anyone, but it was, you were, I was young. I was so in love with this guy.
Like, and you had a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hard to talk around that.
Yeah, it is.
Chipmunking it. It's hard. The mouth is full, you know? But yeah.
You want to go for dinner? Do you like that? Is that good? Is that good?
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Stupid, I can't. No, he was one that would like stifle me here and there, like if I got too sassy or something. And when I say sassy, I don't mean at him, like my personality would come out. He would like, didn't like it, would kind of, you know, do the elbow thing. And I stupidly would be like, oh, okay. And let me tell you, it doesn't, there's a reason him and I didn't work out. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't feel good to have. I'm also a little, you know, I have some quirks. And it doesn't feel good to have someone constantly on you about the way you are. Like, fuck off then. Go somewhere else.
I'm not the one for you.
Yeah, this is who I am. I don't want to constantly be monitoring myself to fit the mold of someone you want to be with. Fuck off.
Right. Oh. Exactly. Fuck off. Indeed.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are single on this Valentine's Day and hearing this Valentine's Day broadcast, it's not worth it if you're not with someone who can let you be yourself.
That it is really the best gift that you can have in a real partnership, is that they take you with all your flaws and love you despite them. And you, and same goes for them. You know, nobody's perfect.
I think it's what we're willing to put up with.
Yeah.
Like everyone, like if anyone says, no, I love everything about my partner, they're a fucking liar, because that doesn't exist. But it's what, like, you can handle and balance between the good and the bad, right? Like, that's why everyone has a different threshold. Like, Vinny, your friend.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't be able to handle it to a certain point. So, yeah. But I don't know, guys.
Sometimes things are worth the trade-off, though. You know, like, oh, I can't stand their personality. But, God, they fucking rock my world in bed.
Yeah, but I do think
I can't stand their personality.
Yeah, they suck, it can, but get as long as they shut up and fuck me,
an unhealthy place, Sarah. I think that can be very unhealthy.
That's funny.
I don't talk to them. I make sure I'm in a different room in our house at all times.
But hey, unless he puts bedtime. The call for a right.
I sleep in the other bedroom when I'm done. Yeah,
yeah. I gotta go. I'm gonna go sleep on the couch. Bye. See you tomorrow.
So, V Hale, what are you doing today?
Just what I said. My show.
Regular day.
Going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then dropping the gift off for the little nugget. Not so little anymore, but
are the nugget people the ones with the heart shaped pizza? And do you get a slice?
No. Those people are in Santa Rosa.
No.
Carly and Frankie.
Carly and Frankie!
Santa Rosa!
Yeah, they're super cute. And they have two kids now, so they probably do something fun with them in the kitchen and
heart-shaped cookies and
shit.
That, but
yeah, probably. Nice.
Yeah, the kid thing.
Valentine's Day is fun with
lot.
Kids. I remember my kids filling out all their little Valentines, and they'd come home with a little bag of like little hearts with the things
and
written on
them. And
they'd
go through them all like, did Billy give me one with an extra heart on it?
My kids are definitely into Billy. So.
What?
Billy.
Huh? What? Okay, it's that's going to do it for today. I thought we might get to. You know, I have a pretty good bad advice, but it's longish. I'll save it. I'll definitely do it tomorrow. We'll do it for Hump Day. V Hale, thank you for being a part of our Valentine's Day broadcast.
You're the best, V.
You are the best.
Always.
You are, and someone would be lucky to call you their Valentine.
Yeah,
I bet they would.
What the hell? The end.